Mission Network News 4.5 minute version, Thursday, April 8th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. Believers celebrate the new government in Sri Lanka. AIDS orphans will benefit from a village ministry plan in South Africa. And preparations are underway for a Reno Festival. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. Topping the news, Sri Lanka has a new government. The Freedom Alliance narrowly won parliamentary elections, beating out the Buddhist monks. What's more, the new president wants to open peace talks with rebels. Gospel for Asia's K.P. Yohanan says they're excited about the report because
the negotiation with the Tamil Tigers will continue, which is the peace process, which means in God's grace and mercy, there's a good possibility that finally, after decades of civil war, there may be peace, which will give us freedom to continue to preach the gospel.
Yohanan says there's an implied blessing to the election's results, an answer to prayer.
The very fact that Buddhist political party lost completely will give us some freedom to continue to do the work, even though there will be some persecution.
We turn next to South Africa, where AIDS continues to ravage families. As a result, tens of thousands of children are now part of a culture of orphans. Evangelical Baptist Missions' Paul Jackson says they're responding with a ministry called Bethesda Village. The project is in the first construction phase. However, they've run into one major problem.
We are right now fine-tuning our strategy with the drastic fall of the dollar in South Africa right now. Obviously, what we can build budget-wise is significantly less. It's really lost almost 40% of its value in the last year. We're seeing the village as being an opportunity to take care of kids who totally fall through the cracks in the system.
EBM hopes to partner with churches and others to share the hope of Christ with the country's future.
If somehow EBM and Bethesda could come alongside those ministries, provide things that they need in order to take care of kids at that level, we see the opportunity of taking care of, instead of hundreds, probably thousands of kids.
You're listening to Mission Network News. In 1910, a Welsh missionary brought the gospel to Northeast India. Nearly a century later, India's believers are reaching out to revive the church in Wales. Bibles for the World's Ruchungapudi says 5,000 believers launched the Billion Bible Campaign from Sealmat, the equivalent to Capernaum in India.
When I told them that less than 3% of the people in Wales go to church, and that every week there's at least one church being sold because there's no more attendees, and the Muslims and the Hindus are buying. People cry and wept.
Podaiti says the Hmar believers were moved with compassion and determined to send out 100,000 Bibles by the campaign's end.
Just the cost of printing and mailing is 2 days' salary for the average man in our area. But I'm so happy to say that they're willing to sacrifice for Jesus Christ, and thousands of Bibles are beginning to go to the land of Wales.
Meanwhile, Old Testament translations are now underway in 6 East Asian languages. The World Bible Translation Center is working on the Thai, Nepali, Vietnamese, Indonesian, Myanmar, and Korean Old Testaments to meet ministry needs. Pray that these will be ready to go before the end of the year. The center also plans to print a Vietnamese English and a Thai English parallel New Testament this year. Parallel scripture texts make great evangelistic tools for those learning a second language. And counselor training is slated for May 15th, a little over a month before evangelist Luis Palau's Reno Festival. LPEA teams will need over 3,000 volunteer counselors to help at the festival, which is slated for June 11th and 12th at Rancho San Rafael Park in Nevada. The invitation to accept the Lord will be given multiple times over the 2-day event, from the main stage to the children's area and the skate park. Please pray for ready hearts and smooth preparations as the event date nears. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the DVD, The Call to Harvest from Gospel for Asia, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's the story of national workers across the Indian subcontinent, their sacrifice, and the incredible results. That's The Call to Harvest at 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it on our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.